2 weeks ago, the American Bangladeshi writer Abhijit Rai was attacked and murdered as he walked back from a book fair in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Mr. Rai lived in America and was just visiting Bangladesh, but he was well known there as an atheist who advocated secularism. His family says he received threats after publishing articles promoting secular views, science, and social issues on his blog. His widow also suffered multiple injuries in the attack. She's now recovering in a safe location. She's given her first interview to my colleague Tim Franks.
I was going in and out of consciousness. And sorry, my heartbeat is just, I'm so sorry. My biggest fear is to go through that memory. My heart still races so fast when I do. The first time I realized that I don't have a thumb and I have quite a few stabs on my head, and I was soaked in blood. Abhijit was still alive, lying on a stretcher beside me, and doctors were going back and forth, and I was telling them, please take care of him because my condition is better. Take care of him first. So that's the first time I think I realized what happened. And Abhijit was just making a sound. He was not conscious or anything.
We can't judge why he was killed and who killed him, but clearly it did arouse a deal of opposition inside Bangladesh. Why do you think his views, and I guess your views as well, have been so controversial?
We actually held the same views. We're co-bloggers, co-writers. I kind of slowed down in recent years, but I think your assumption is right. It has gotten worse over the years. I have been an atheist since I was 13. I have studied a lot about this, and this was pretty common. You know, my friends knew it. My family knew it. It was still okay, she's an exception, but it was never a crime. And there were other intellectuals who would actually sit down and talk to you about this.